Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
Uh-huh.
Happy Monday. For all of you listening.
Happy Monday.
Or Sunday. If you're a bonus listener, you get it on Apple. You get it a little bit early.
Oh, word to your mother. Yeah, I'm having the Monday of Thursdays. It's a Thursday when we're recording this. I just dipped out of my child's music recital. My child is playing the violin.
I did not know this, by the way.
She doesn't play it very often. I don't know how they're still letting her do it. She has all these things that say I have to sign it. She has to play me a song.
Mm-hmm.
And I never sign it because she never plays it. I signed it like once. And she played something that resembled a song.
Okay.
But she told me, she's like, I just get so nervous. I don't think I really need to practice.
You're like, okay. No, that's why you practice.
I had like real low expectations for this musical performance because I thought, well... you know, how good could they be? You know, they sounded pretty good. And there was no like cat screaming in the background being my child, being the one off
yeah,
key.
Good.
You know, she just kind of assimilated with the whole thing, you know, the whole
maybe
twinkle,
she's,
twinkle, all that shit.
Maybe she's a musician.
Maybe. So I made it to the performance, waved, took a video, all of that. I'm like, man, I got it going on. I'm going to get back. I've been hustling Tab's ass about how we're going to get started on time today.
She really
has. I also have early pickup and I have a parent teacher conference and an appointment at the tutor, you know, so I got like, I cannot be late. So I get in the car. First of all, I couldn't escape the school. You know, they locked that shit up and I walked in through the office. I thought I could go out.
Yeah.
I ended up doing one of those things where I opened the door and it was the principal having a meeting with parents.
No. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, sorry. My bad. I finally escaped the fucking school. And then I get to my car and this mom calls me and she's like, I have your daughter here. She's kind of upset.
Oh, no.
And Ruby's like, why did you leave?
You're like, girl, I have work to do.
Sorry. I'm trying to do everything. Now I got to go to Yogurtland.
Oh, is that how you made it up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. She's fine.
Got to squeeze Yogurtland into the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just, you know, it's tough.
Yeah. You know, I know. Right. Shoot. Yeah. Sean's going out of town this weekend. And so I've got two tournaments and another kid that doesn't have anything. So he's like, I want to go to a friend's house, which is 30 minutes away. I'm like, okay. I'm going to figure all of it out somehow.
Yeah.
But I get it. I mean, you guys all get it. Everybody gets it. It's
yeah, there's a lot of balls. Some of them get dropped. Some of them get tickled. You never know.
Oh, gosh. You know, that is one cure, they said, for kidney stones. If you guys listen to our Patreon,
tickle the balls.
That my husband has kidney stones right
now.
Oh,
I'll bet he doesn't hate that.
And one of the things is like, you got to open up that area. And I'm like, are you sure? Or is that just what they, you know, it's what I'm like,
is this just a male doctor?
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. Speaking of that area, I went to go see the Magic Mike movie.
Okay. Guess what? Because of you, I'm going on Wednesday.
Oh, see, she's such a jelly belly. It's not really jelly belly. It's FOMO.
I have FOMO. I don't want you to see it
does.
And I don't see it. I got to see. Hello. I am the first Channing Tatum. Like,
She's Channing Tatum. OG. That's her type.
Yeah. So
yeah.
The fact that I wasn't going to see it in the movie theater really was like not okay with me. So
it's really not my thing. But this new group of moms invited me and I felt like if I didn't go, they'd never invite me to anything again. And I'm hard up for friends. So, you know, I went
You enjoyed
sick.
It.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. But like, I don't get it. Okay. So like the first, you know, 20 minutes is him and Salia Hayek and
Selma.
They're dry humping Selma. They're dry humping all over the place. He's doing the dance for her.
Well, that's fun.
I don't get how that is so hot. I mean, like, get down to business. Like, why don't you just watch porn? I don't get it.
Dude, this is probably rated R, not rated X. Okay. You got, like, cannot be showing the junk all over the place. If you want that.
Yeah, well, I'm like, if that is what you're, that's what like gets your rocks off, why not just see the X-rated stuff? It's just me?
Yeah, it's just you.
Okay.
It's just you.
Just me. Anyways, fun night out, though.
Okay, so you have crimes or
I do.
One crime?
One.
Okay.
Crime. Okay.
Well, get to it.
Today's case is a listener suggestion from Corrine Farrell. Thanks, Corrine.
Corrine, thank you.
Yeah. Today, I'm going to tell you about a lady named Brenda Heist. Back in 2002, Brenda Heist worked as a bookkeeper for a car dealership, and her husband, Lee, worked for a copier paper company. Brenda and Lee had two children, a 9-year-old girl named Morgan and a 13-year-old son named Lee. He was like Lee the fourth or fifth or some shit, right? Which I never get it when people go beyond the third.
My great-grandfather's name was Lee. I don't really find a lot of Lees out there.
You don't? I was just about to make a joke how that's so uncommon.
I feel
it's
like
really
it's
really a common name.
It is
Tab.
Like the first
yes.
name.
Yes.
It's my brother's second name. So I don't know. I feel like it's just a middle name or a last name. I don't know. Lee. Okay. It's first name.
Okay.
Common first name.
Okay.
Back in the day. Not today.
Back in the day. Okay. Well, Miss Brenda was a really active parent. She was her daughter's basketball coach and room mom. So Whoa. Clearly she's a much better parent than I am.
She's both.
Clear,
you're just
given today. Clearly.
Are you, okay. aren't you a room mom?
I am a room mom, yeah. but I don't do like a whole lot of shit except for...
I'm a room mom too.
Yeah. Contribute.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Brenda and Lee owned a home in Lititz, Pennsylvania.
What is she... is it called?
Yeah, that's right.
It's Lititz?
Lititz. Yeah. I know that it's called Lititz.
Do they make
but
fun,
I like to
like,
say
Lil Tits. Lil Tits.
Yeah. Lil Tits. Sounds like a rapper, right?
It does. Like Lil Nas.
I know. Yeah. So can we just call it Lil Tits?
Yes.
Yeah. And I know I'm wrong, but I don't want to be right. How about that?
Okay. Suck it. All
yeah,
you
that's right.
naysayers.
Yeah. Suck my Lil Tits. Yeah. Okay. So Lil Tits is relatively small town, around 10,000.
Relatively, that's really small.
Yeah, small.
Okay.
It's about an hour and a half outside of Philadelphia. Brenda and Lee had paid $103,000 for their 4-bedroom home. That same home goes for $300,000 now. So, you know, you can get a feel for what it's like there. Sounds like Brenda and Lee were working the grind to keep up a kind of a lower middle class lifestyle, and it had caught up with them after 20 years of marriage. According to Lee, they had disagreements about money, and he admits he could be immature about it. And as a result, their marriage was not working for them anymore. So they made plans to separate.
It's always the money, man.
Number one reason
for divorce.
That's right. That and the cheating.
Right.
Right? Which sometimes the cheating is motivated by
money.
With somebody who has money.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's always comes back to money.
Was Brenda cheating with somebody that had more money?
No.
No. Okay.
No, nobody was cheating. It sounds like it was pretty amicable. They had worked out a custody agreement between them. They agreed to spend holidays together.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
They were like still, they were separated, but they were still doing life together.
What is that called? Gwyneth Paltrow calls that uncoupling.
Conscious uncoupling. Yeah. Yes. They might have been the OG conscious uncouplers.
Okay.
Okay. So they were preparing to sell the home that they had owned together for the last 3 years. And I mean, they're like, I don't know, their way of uncoupling, you could say. It, you know, she's like still doing his laundry. You know, they would talk during the day, like, can you pick up some dinner? Sounds pretty grown up. But at the same time, like, we got to sell the house. We got to get on with this. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's good. I mean, I guarantee if I ever, I would never separate from the love of my life.
But if
I am a collie, but if I did, I guarantee I would not be a grown up about it.
You would not be asking him what he wants for dinner.
No fucking way.
I know. Right? I don't think so either.
No. Okay. So they sound like they're doing pretty good. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So Brenda grew up in a military family, moving around a lot. And so it was especially important for her to provide stability to her children. She was adamant about finding housing that, you know, wouldn't mean her kids had to switch schools. She took 2 days off of work to focus on that. She had a meeting scheduled in nearby Lancaster, Pennsylvania, to see about getting housing assistance. Brenda had 4 brothers and spoke regularly to one as well as her mother. And they say Brenda was ready to start a new chapter and she didn't seem particularly overstressed, which I think is being overstressed is actually acceptable if you're going through a divorce.
I would be overstressed. Just
saying. You'd be overstressed. Yeah. But that just wasn't the case for Brenda and Lee. So on February 8th, 2002, Brenda dropped off her kids at school. She set out pork chops to defrost for dinner, which I don't think I eat enough pork chops. I never think about them.
I do not particularly like pork chops.
Once in a while, I could do a pork chop.
Okay. Well, maybe you should make them tonight.
I'm not
in
cooking.
In honor of Brenda.
Oh. Okay.
How about tomorrow? No?
Maybe not.
Maybe next week. Maybe when episode airs.
Let's
Monday.
Revisit.
Hey, let's say Monday.
In honor of Brenda after.
Oh, okay.
This episode is over. Okay.
Brenda might be a bad Brenda. Brenda might be a Karen.
No spoilers. Okay.
Okay. I'm not thinking anything yet.
Okay. Don't worry your pretty little head right now.
Okay.
So Brenda talked to Lee on his lunch break, you know, at the copier place.
We did talk about a Brenda before and we were like, don't be a Brenda. Remember? In one of our episodes, we're like, don't be a Brenda. We changed it to Brenda. You don't remember this.
My sponge is so effing full this week.
No. She's like, do you understand? I did a 3-part episode on Elvis for our Patreon. I was like, yes, I do know. We just finished it. And if you guys haven't listened, Gretchen went real deep. And so please go to our patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime or follow us on Apple subscription and you can hear all about it. But I remember this. And you guys that have binged our episodes in the last couple weeks will be like, yes, you did. It just was probably 2 years
ago. And they'll understand my sponge is full, right?
Yeah.
Shit going on right now.
Okay.
So anyways, so did Brenda. She talked to Lee on his lunch break, per usual, about, like, they just talked about the usual stuff.
Wait, even when they're getting divorced?
Yes.
I mean, do you even do that now as married?
No, I wouldn't be. Yeah, I do. But I wouldn't be doing that if I was getting divorced.
Okay.
No way.
You're better than me.
We talk on the phone on his lunch break because we don't get a chance to talk when he comes home because the children are like all up in our grills.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Lee says it's just nothing amiss about this conversation, just like normal. Well, then Brenda and Lee's children got home that day from school and Brenda wasn't there. It was around 3 o'clock, so the kids called their father at work. Lee wasn't initially concerned, so he just kept telling the kids, like, hey, guys, call back in 30 minutes if she still hasn't shown up. Mm-hmm. They ended up calling him 4 times before he left his office around 5 p.m. and came home. When Lee got home, he called the police. There wasn't really an initial panic because there was no sign of a struggle or a break-in at the family home. Her things were still there, you know, but her car was missing. So police issued a BOLO, you know, be on the lookout.
Okay.
Brenda's family and friends were all contacted, and the feeling was maybe she needed to get away for a minute. Although for her to not tell her children about it would be out of character, but, you know, she's had a lot on her mind lately. Maybe she went to go see a friend or relative. Her family was mostly in Texas and Idaho, but none of them heard from her. After hours of Brenda being missing turned into days, panic began to sink in. Brenda's car was found 4 days later after she was last seen 2 blocks from a bus station. There was no sign of a struggle in her vehicle, just no sign of Brenda.
Was her purse and wallet with her or was it in the car?
I don't think her purse was in the car.
Okay.
But I can tell you her credit cards or anything like that. None of it was used. Used. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then let me ask you one other thing. What year was this again?
2002.
So she would have had a cell phone.
She didn't have a cell phone.
Okay.
Okay. You know, they were struggling financially.
Yeah.
Right?
It was like,
and not everybody
years.
Had, yeah, not everybody had a cell phone back then. And I don't even know that she had a credit card. I think she just had an ATM card.
Okay. It was also those like you pay for every freaking minute during that time. Remember?
Right. Oh, yeah. 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 I still remember my $750 phone bill.
Yeah.
Well, to buy a bus ticket, you have to show identification. And so they were able to see if she had possibly, you know, taken off on her own volition. But there was no evidence that she had, you know, like purchased a ticket to ride. So, as you can probably imagine, speculation started to turn towards Lee, right?
Mm-hmm.
Police gave him a polygraph and he passed and he had an alibi. I mean, he was at work all day. He ended up losing his job, though, because now he had to manage the kids on his own and had to help them cope with their mother's disappearance. He was able to sell the family home before it went into foreclosure, but then they had to move into an assisted living apartment in a town about 20 minutes away from Lil Tits, which is the total opposite of what, you know, Brenda had wanted for them.
Yeah.
The kids had to switch schools and everything. So a local church stepped in to help Lee and the kids and put out a $5,000 reward for information regarding Brenda's missing person case. Lee stayed in contact with Detective Schofield, who was working the case. Her friends and family began to think the worst, that she had been abducted.
That's what I would think.
The not knowing was excruciatingly painful for Brenda's father, who had been battling emphysema, and he took a turn for the worst. 6 weeks after Brenda went missing, he passed away.
Oh, no. So much stress.
So much stress. I can't imagine living the nightmare of, you know, not knowing and thinking the worst, but you have to go on because you just, you know, you have to. Lee and the kids didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
They donated Brenda's clothes to charity and went on with their lives. Lee tried to advocate to get Brenda's case on the America's Most Wanted show. Mm-hmm. But at the time, they told him that they got hundreds of submissions and they were going to have to take a pass.
Oh, bummer.
He inquired about what was actively being done to find the mother of his children, you know, regularly. And he also regularly, asked them, like, am I still a suspect? Because that loomed over him.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, they couldn't do that for him because they really had no leads. So kind of like everybody was a suspect.
They don't know.
Yeah, but that would be really tough because, you know, there were people in the neighborhood who he says wouldn't allow their children to play with his because like they felt some kind of way about Lee.
Oh, well, they were getting divorced. I mean, it looks bad.
Now listen,
it looks bad.
Okay. So
I would say it would look even worse if Lee was having an affair.
Oh, then forget it.
Or vice versa. Yes.
Well, 7 years went by and no leads on Brenda. And so Lee went before a judge and had her declared legally dead. He gave an interview after the court proceeding and was asked if he took the step because there was a $100,000 life insurance policy at stake, which I'm sure that played a big role in it. But he said no. He said, we've just begun new lives and it's time to close out the past.
I kind of believe that. Okay, yes, $100,000 for them is a lot of money, but he could have done it a couple years ago. I mean, he waited seven damn years. Like,
I think you actually have to wait 7 years.
Oh, you do?
To declare someone legally dead, but he's entitled to that $100,000.
True.
Right?
Right.
So, I mean, you know, I don't fault him for that. And two weeks later, he married somebody else. So he needed, you know, the ex-wife to be dead.
He needed it off his marriage certificate.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. When she was declared dead, her mother was also interviewed. And she said that she believed, you know, Brenda was with her brothers and her dad in heaven, and that's the only way she could bear it. She said, maybe it was so horrible that we're just not supposed to know what happened to her. She said, I know whoever did it will pay. I'm a firm believer that there will be justice when you pass on from this world. So Detective Schofield, who was working the case, said the case is still being actively followed up on. It sits on my desk. Her missing picture poster hangs in my office. I guess every detective has a certain unsolved investigation that they keep closest to them. And this is the one I've been attached to. Well, 11 years after he started working the case, he finally got a phone call that answered the question, what happened to Brenda?
Stop it. 11 years later?
Yes. Police in Key Largo, Florida, called Detective Schofield to tell him they believed they had missing person Brenda Heist in their custody.
Key Largo, baby, why don't we go? To the
That's
Kokomo.
Right.
Tell me, she ditched her family to go to Key Largo?
He asked for a picture to be sent to him immediately, which I just sent you.
Okay, hold on.
So tell the people what you see.
Whoa. Oh my God, I remember this. I see. Okay, so the original picture is of a dark-haired woman with dark eyebrows.
Which she penciled in. That was part of one of the things why they said, like, she couldn't have left. She wouldn't have left her eyebrow pencil.
She had no eyebrows. Because the other picture is of a blonde-haired woman with no eyebrows. And she looks like she has been doing a lot of methamphetamines and picking her skin.
Well,
she does. She's got that scar. Yes.
She looks like she's been living a hard life, for sure.
I know the type.
Okay. But there's open meth scores. Okay.
There are. Look at her on her upper lip and her. It looks pretty rough. Comparatively to the left side picture. But
looks rough for sure. Okay. So basically the detective gets the picture and it's very clear it's the same person, though they look very different.
I mean. Yeah, I guess. Okay. It's kind of, you know, this Madeline.
You
McCain,
can tell it's the same person, though.
But did you see the Madeline McCain thing?
No.
Some girl just said she thinks she's Madeline McCain or McCann, however you say it. and she looks similar. And she's like side by side when she's a kid and side by side of what they think she's looking like as she ages. And she looks similar. They're going to do a DNA test, but I don't think it's her. I think she's fake news.
Yeah, it sounds like fake news. It sounds like approach, if you think you really are, approach the family privately, do a DNA test, and be done with it.
Right.
Not like announce it to the world. Talk about doing a DNA test.
Well,
yeah.
The family had to say yes or no first, right? Still. Okay, so anyways, we'll get back to that. We don't know any information on that yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So this detective, who, you know, he's been working this case for 11 years, sees this picture and is like, holy shit, it's Brenda. So he hops on a plane and flies down to Florida the next day to get her story. Her story was that the day she had disappeared, she had gone to her appointment to see about getting housing assistance, and she was denied. So she went and sat on a park bench and cried about how she was going to be able to move on with her life and provide for her children. While she was there, two homeless men and a woman approached her and comforted her and told her they were part of a community of sorts that travels around via hitchhiking and lives in tents under bridges or wherever and panhandles. And if she would like to join them, then she was welcome. And at that moment, completely spontaneously, she decided her children were better off without her. And she left.
What? That's so sad.
I know. It took her about a month to hitchhike to Florida. Okay, side note. Lee spoke out after she was found and stated that she had told him before they met, she had hitchhiked across a couple states. You know, hitchhiking is not my thing. But it was Brenda's thing, right? I mean, and it's Kai's thing if you watch the, you know, hatchet-wielding hitchhiker.
Which we're going to be talking about on this coming episode of Patreon.
He went from the Bay Area, Northern California, to New Jersey in a month, hitchhiking, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it is a form of transportation that works. It's like surprising to me you could get that far. But happens. She told the detective that she had been a vagrant, mostly on and off, for the last 11 years. And she was at the end of her rope now. And so she decided to turn herself in. So Detective Schofield, who, shout out to this guy because he just seems really legit. He called up Lee and Brenda's daughter and asked to meet them at a restaurant. And then he had to like drive, you know, like far to like meet them apparently too. But he wanted to give them the news in person. They say they were expecting to hear the news that they'd been waiting for, which was that they'd found her body. And, you know, this was not what they expected at all. The news for them was very emotional and complicated, but from what I gather, their reaction was mostly pissed.
Okay.
Mostly on the part of Morgan.
I mean, you left your entire family, your children, to think you're dead?
Well, yeah. So Morgan tweeted, "Thoughts on my mind. You will never gain my love or respect. You deserve to rot in hell for what you've done to me."
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So it was like that. Lee's position was like, "I just want to support my kids." He said he had no desire to see Brenda, but he could forgive her. You know?
Dude.
He asked the detective. It's gnarly. So he asked the detective if he could personally call Brenda's mother and give her the news. Well, for Brenda's mother, Jean, of course, she had a million questions, but she was elated that her daughter was alive.
100%. That's your kid.
Right?
You're never going to be like, I want my kid dead instead of here.
She doesn't have the same feeling, you know.
The daughter is like, how could you leave me?
Right.
You're the worst mother ever.
Right. Well, when the news hit that, you know, declared dead Brenda Heist had actually been living as a vagrant in Florida for the last 11 years broke, some people came forward and said, "Whoa, hold up. we know her. And she hasn't exactly been like homeless the whole time.
Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement, even during the holidays. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. And you don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start automatically investing your money in just 5 minutes. Acorns helps you build your financial future in the background so you can focus on all your holiday shopping and parties. So genius. Another great thing about Acorns is you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now. That could be $5 a day or even just your spare change. That's right. Acorns can round every purchase you make up to the dollar automatically and invest your spare change for you. So that coffee you grab on the way to the mall, that's investing. And you get bonus investments just for buying the stuff you need from the brands you love. With Acorns, every single gift you buy this year could put more money in your investment account. It's like cash back, but the bonus investments have a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Pay client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns investing. Involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink.
Embrace new beginnings. What a better way to start off 2025 than to learn a new language. I got Rosetta Stone over a year ago and have really enjoyed learning a couple different languages. Y'all know that when I went to Japan, I was learning Japanese, and now that my daughter is taking French in school, I am learning French through Rosetta Stone. It's amazing. It's been around for 30 years, so it is really the most trusted online tool to learn a new language. They have 25 different languages to choose from: Spanish, French, Italian, German, Japanese, Dutch. I mean, if you name it, they probably have it. I think that it's amazing, and you should think about doing this for your New Year's resolution too. It's convenient and flexible, and the value is unheard of. You get a lifetime membership for all 25 of those languages. Start your New Year's off with a resolution that you can reach. Today, Housewives of True Crime listeners are going to be able to take advantage of this New Year special from Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your New Year's offer at rosettastone.com/today.
Listeners, every year around this time, I resolute I'm going to get grown-up stuff done, like get that colonoscopy over with that my doctor's been bugging me about. Get my affairs in order, like making a will. And why is it that a will seems to be more daunting than the colonoscopy? Well, it doesn't have to, because trust and will makes creating your will easy, like lounging on the couch easy. The website is really simple to use and the process is straightforward. Each will or trust is state-specific, legally valid, and customized to your needs. So for my family, my main concerns are guardians for my children. Whether your main concerns are your care wishes, your final arrangements, or power of attorney, Trust and Will has you covered. When maneuvering through the process, if you have any questions that stop you in your tracks, there is actually live support available through phone, chat, or email. Trust and Will has earned thousands of five-star reviews from Trustpilot. So check one of your goals off early this year with Trust and Will. Protect what matters most in minutes at trustandwill.com/HTC and get 10% off plus free shipping. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/HTC. You don't need to feel like financial wellness is impossible. Acorns gives you small, simple steps to get you and your money on track. What I love about Acorns is knowing I am doing something proactive for my future. And it's not a time suck, because basically Acorns does the hard part for you so you can give your money a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Listeners, did you know each year Americans throw away 25% more trash from Thanksgiving to New Year's? This year, let's turn our New Year's resolution into actions that make a difference by switching to Blue Land. An estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year. And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning formulas are 90% water, which is heavy to ship, leading to excessive carbon emissions. Plus, those products are often filled with nasty ingredients like chlorine and ammonia. It's a lose-lose situation for us and the planet. But Blue Land has made it their mission to do something about it. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with a beautiful, cohesive design that looks great on your counter. You just fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. Refills start at just $2.25. Tab and I are loving Blue Land. We love how great the products work and smell, and the space saving from just having refillable tablets to store instead of bulky bottles is great. Also, we love having it shipped to our doors. It's so convenient and just one less thing to think about at the grocery store. And hello, Blue Land saves you money and helps the planet. What is not to love about that? Blue Land has a special offer for our listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/clink. You won't want to miss this. blueland.com/clink for 15% off. That's blueland.com/clink to get 15% off. Lady listeners, could your daily routine be full of hormone disruptors? It sure can. You know, there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, and they all mess with our hormones. Then there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through. Perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we have to suffer through it. The good news is that we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds, y'all. Hormone Harmony has been part of my routine in 2024 and will continue to be in 2025 because, simply put, it makes me feel better. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code CLINK for 15% off today.
Brenda's story is not always consistent as to her lifestyle, but we know enough chunks of time based on some peeps that came forward who were mostly former employers of Brenda. See, Brenda would advertise her house cleaning services on Craigslist and work for cash.
Okay.
According to an employer that she had grown close to, she had met a man named Jim Stewart in 2003 at none other than Outback Steakhouse, Tab.
No way. In 2003, we were both working there.
Right.
Not at this one.
Not at this
in
one.
In Florida.
Across the coast.
That's where it all started.
That's true. Well, that's where it all started for Brenda and Jim as well. They began a relationship that lasted 7 years.
Oh, until she was pronounced dead.
Pretty much. Yeah. Right.
Wow. That is a long relationship.
It really is. Right. She lived with this man.
Did she go by Brenda?
Well, no. She began her relationship with him within a year of her disappearance. So I don't discount her saying that she was, you know, living the vagrant life, but I just don't think she ever did it for
too long. She clearly was doing some kind of drugs or hard alcohol or something. Cause I don't think you start looking like that.
You know, I think I've looked and looked at that picture, and I'm going to show you some other pictures of her just like sun-kissed out. Like, I think she is just one of those kind of like hollow looking people.
Okay.
That it just doesn't take that much hard living for her to look like that.
Okay. I could see that. Because how old was she in the first picture, by the way?
I think she was like 41.
Okay.
I could be wrong about that.
All right.
Okay. So, you know, within a year, she's like booed up living with this guy. This employer woman who knew her told the Lancaster News Press that Brenda's relationship with Jim was full of vacations to New Orleans and the Caribbean and, you know, trips to visit his family in Kansas during the holidays.
What?
Yeah.
With this guy and not her family? Did she like ever say like, I have kids?
No, 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 she did not.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to get to the part where I tell you about the name she went by, because the boyfriend always dressed up like the woman describes as like he just stepped off a yacht. Mm-hmm. And so she called him Thurston Howe, like the Gilligan's Island character.
Yeah.
So Thurston's wife's name on the show was Lovey. So that became Brenda's nickname, Lovey, which is what people reported being the name that she used with them for, you know, a long time.
Yeah.
She also went by the name Kelsey Smith, or she would say, my name is Kelsey, call me Lovey. You know, I mean, Kelsey Smith, boring name. But the reason why Brenda used it was because she had Kelsey's ID.
Yeah, right. That's a good...
If you're in Brenda's position.
Somebody stole my purse once or twice. And my son, Caden, was like, what are they going to do with your ID? I mean, they don't look like you. And I was like, oh, somebody looks like me, honey. And somebody is me today.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Brenda and this Jim guy ended up moving to none other than Pensacola, Florida.
Oh, shout out Susie Q.
That's right. At some point, and then after their 7 years together, the honeymoon ended for these two, and they went their separate ways. Apparently, one of his main complaints about her was that she refused to get a real job. She, you know, only did the like work for cash thing whenever, you know, it came her way.
Mm-hmm.
What people that she worked for say is that she was a meticulous house cleaner. She was really good.
Yeah. And I need one of those.
Right. Which I can see, you know, I was thinking if I were, you know, to dip out of my life and become a nanny, I would be like so good at it.
You would make sure you like pick up all the dishes and clean.
Yes.
And like,
yes, I would like deal would be with the folded. Kids.
Are you sure? Because you don't even fold your laundry now.
No, I don't. But no one's paying me to do it.
True.
I'm a really good worker when you're paying me.
When you're not getting paid, not so much.
Shit don't get done. Shit don't get done. Right. Yeah.
Jeremiah's like, I pay you, bitch.
That is exactly. Good thing he does not listen to this. Yeah. Okay. But I just think, you know, I would hire me. Maybe if you're looking for a nanny or a babysitter, maybe some mom that has like grown kids already.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're probably better than like the young, you know, the college going kid. It's just going to be on their phone all the damn time.
It's true.
They're not going to do your dishes.
It's true.
Yeah, they don't get it.
We just talked about this with a couple moms the other day about how their teenage babysitters don't pick up anything. And do you remember being a babysitter as a teenager? Like you would leave their house looking better than when you got there.
Yes, but we didn't have phones.
True. There was nothing else to do.
Yeah, there was nothing else to do.
And after like 8 o'clock on a Friday, there's also no TV to watch, right? Like full house is over and
nothing. Might as well clean up.
Right.
Yeah. Hope for a tip. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, whatever. I would be a better me for someone else.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. So after she moved out of Jim's home, she answered a Craigslist ad for a woman who was looking for a nanny / house cleaner / roommate situation.
Which,
you know, sounds perfect for Brenda,
thing,
right?
Yeah.
She lived with that woman for a year. She had a car, a computer, nice clothes, you know. This woman says that Brenda was evasive about her past, but she didn't want to pry. Side note, I say pry. If somebody's going to live with you and your kids, maybe do a background check. Right?
Well, like maybe. You probably should, actually. Not a maybe.
Probably should. Especially if they're like, you know, can you just pay me in cash? Kind of a cash girl. You know?
I kind of don't have a bank account.
Yeah. Well, the few details that the employer of Brenda said that they gathered about Brenda was that she said she had a husband named Lee that was the love of her life, but he died a long time ago, as well as her mother. And she said that she wasn't able to have children.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Right? I would also be just like her kids. I'd be like, fuck you.
Fuck you. Yeah. Okay. Well, people describe her as, you know, sweet and kind and, you know, very helpful. They didn't suspect she was covering anything up that was, you know, shady. People knew that she didn't have a home and just worked for cash and moved wherever the wind took her. But they thought that it was like just part of her adventurous nature. Mm-hmm. Well, they also say she dated a lot. She met men online. She had a Facebook account, which has been taken down. But we also know from other people's accounts, you know, Brenda spent time bouncing around all over Florida, you know, from Key West, Tarpon Springs, Miami. So, I mean, bouncing around working for cash doesn't seem like she's hurting anyone except for, you know, of course, the family that thought she was dead.
Yeah.
But she wasn't really not hurting anyone because she would steal their identification whenever she had the chance.
Like when she did somebody's house, she would like take their ID.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to do that.
Yeah. No, it's not nice.
I think it's a federal offense, actually.
But if only your ID is missing and none of your
credit cards,
jewelry or anything, then you think you just misplaced it or something, right?
Totally.
So she was arrested over the years a handful of times for things like driving without a license, being in possession of the marijuana. But it's interesting, you know, you brought up the meth thing. I don't think she did anything harder than the Mary Jane.
I just don't believe it.
She's never been charged with anything like that, and no one's accused her of that. But she did like the doobie. Yeah, back when this was all going down in the early 2000s,
it wasn't for me to think that she's.
I know. It makes it even more unfair, right?
Yes.
Like if all she's doing is smoking pot, she shouldn't be so skinny.
Dude, I have a friend that is a huge pot smoker, and she is a thin rail. I'm like, girl,
not fair.
The second I have...
I could eat a cheesecake if I smoke a joint.
I could eat a cheesecake if I don't smoke a joint. So like getting that inside my system, stop it.
Yeah, stop it.
Yeah, I don't even do it because of that. Because I'm covered like, all I'm going to want to do is
Cheetos.
Eat.
Yeah, that's what I would eat. A cheesecake covered in Cheetos.
Honestly, like I look at people smoking marijuana and I'm like, oh, that's just going to make me fat not doing it. For no other reason, because I know I'll want to eat.
You know what? Let me just tell you a little bit. You know, I wasn't able to get my kids into Girl Scouts.
Why?
The troop was full.
Okay.
I tried joining another troop. It was like the timing didn't work or whatever. Yeah. Okay. And, you know, I see all the groups, you know, gathering for Girl Scouts and they always look at me like, oh, sorry, you didn't make the cut. You know, troop is full, you know,
like, thank God, actually, trust me.
Let me tell you, thank God, because I just learned all about this cookie selling business.
So
I'm like,
stupid.
Why don't you just go sell Girl Scouts in front of the cookies in front of the green store? Well, this mom was telling me, oh, you can't do that.
Why?
You are like designated like certain grocery store times or whatever. There's only certain places like they put like parameters on it. And the green store is not one of them. And get this. If you don't sell all your cookies, you have to fucking buy them.
No.
So I'm like, dodged a bullet, dude. Yeah. Y'all are a bunch of suckers.
Totally.
With your girls.
By the way, that's all. Okay. They're like, come on in. And they're like, we're a nonprofit. But we have so much fucking money and our
get your cookie game going on.
Makes $1.5 million a year.
It's a hustle.
I wonder, by the way, how much the big wigs in Girl Scouts make.
Dude, at $6 a box.
And your kid is out there in the freezing ass cold trying to sell Thin Mints.
Listen, my friend had to buy 200 boxes. That's $1,200 worth of cookies.
So crazy.
So crazy. Okay.
And don't come for us also about like that we talked about
how great they are. I mean, like, yeah, we get it. I'm sure it's great. They do like archery and shit. It's cool, right?
Yeah.
Build friendships. Like I was saying, this was all going down in the early 2000s. The marijuana was not, you know, like as like legal and acceptable as it is now. So people like kind of looked down on her when she was smoking it. When she would get booked by the police, she would just stick with whatever name she gave them the whole time. And sometimes they didn't believe that, you know, she was who she said she was. So she would just get booked as Jane Doe. And they would like keep her a month or so and then just let her go. So things really caught up to her when she was arrested in a Florida shopping center parking lot for having expired tags on her car. I mean, you know, you can see how it's like, if all you're doing is smoking pot, how are you managing to get yourself arrested all the time? But,
yeah,
you know, you're driving like a clunker, expired tags. Something looks sus. Yeah, they're gonna hit you up. Anyways, the daughter of one of her house cleaning clients that had given her a room to stay at the time saw the arrest happen. At that point, Brenda had given the police the name Carol, which was someone else's information that she had stolen. But police found a purse with the ID that said Kelsey Smith in the car. Well, she said it wasn't her purse because she had to ditch the whole Kelsey Smith alias. I don't know why she was still holding on to that identification because Kelsey at this point was wanted for
something else.
For fraudulation, you know, whatever.
Just real.
Providing false doc. Yes.
I found out how much the prior CEO of Girl Scouts made. Her name was Sylvia, and she made $732,132.
Okay, that's not chump change. I take it.
And the COO made a whopping $511,000, followed by the chief customer officer at 449, CFO at 442. I mean, this shit is like, that is big money.
Okay. So I just did $700,000 divided by six. So that means 116,000 boxes of Girl Scout cookies had to be sold to pay that one bitch. Okay.
And your 6-year old, again, is standing in the freezing fucking snow.
And it's so cold right now.
It's just so crazy.
The worst.
Okay. Moving on. If your girls are on Girl Scout, listen, my niece is in Girl Scouts. My sister in law is a troop leader. You know, it's a good organization. Okay. Let's just go that.
They, yes. You know,
have a lot of money.
Okay, so Brenda had to ditch the, you know, Kelsey Smith alias because Kelsey at this point was wanted for providing false documentation amongst other things, which, you know, so officers thought that was sus.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this isn't your purse, whatever. But they also found the marijuana and a pipe in her car. So she ended up being transferred to another county jail for being in possession of the Kelsey Smith stolen license. Well, then this woman's daughter came home from seeing who they knew as Lovey get arrested. And she called the police to find out what the charges were. And it kind of blew her mind. So she decided to go through the things of Brenda's that she had stashed at her house. She found a box inside a suitcase, and in the box, she found car titles, social security numbers, and IDs. So like she was really like,
them.
Yeah, she like, was like,
who the hell are you?
Who is this woman? Yeah. Well, then, and Brenda doesn't know that she knows all this, right?
Right.
So she calls her from jail and says something like, Someone stole my ID. I've been arrested for nothing. I'll be out in a few days. To which the woman replied, when you get out, you're not coming back here. And Brenda asked if she could at least just pick her up from the police station, which was 15 miles away. And she said, no, no, no can do. She said that the friendly woman that she had known turned into ice and showed up a few days later and picked up her things, which were all packed up for her. And, you know, she bounced. It was a few days after that happened that Brenda walked into a police station and gave them her true identity.
Oh my gosh. I wonder what like cracked.
Yeah, I think everything. Yeah. So that woman came forward to dispel the whole, like, she was a vagrant panhandling for 11 years, you know, story that was making headlines.
Because it seems like she really wasn't.
She does seem like she really wasn't.
She just was kind of popping around.
She says she's too smart for that. You know?
Yeah.
She also did like bookkeeping and stuff for people, which it's like, you guys, someone doesn't have an identification and you let them do your fucking books?
Well, she has an ID. She has a lot of them.
I know, right? Okay.
I mean, yeah, give them the ID. You pull up like, you know, Kelsey Smith and, well, not maybe Kelsey Smith because she's like also a fraudulator, but, you know, Kelly Thompson, and there you go, you know,
right?
Sweet as pie, has no record, looks good.
Clink, clink. Suppose. Clink, clink. Okay. Yeah. Look harder. Look real good. Okay.
As we should.
Yes. Yes. You know, what do they say? Keep your mind on the money and my money on my mind. Right. Okay. So Detective Schofield said at the press conference that he gave that he met a woman when he went down to Florida to speak with Brenda that had let herself go, clearly, but she seemed to have all her mental faculties about her.
Oh, she did, even though she looks like she doesn't.
Yeah, even though she looks like she doesn't, she does. So what happens to someone that dips out on life for 11 years, legally speaking, you might wonder?
I think nothing.
Well, in Brenda's case, she was sentenced to a year in prison on charges for breaking probation on forgery charges.
Okay.
You know, that was one of her deals. While she was serving her sentence, she got a visit from the most qualified person on the planet to get the real, what the fuck, Brenda? Why'd you do it? And that person is known as Dr. Phil McGraw.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, he went to prison to see her.
Holy jeez.
Yeah, he interviewed her from prison. I was unable to watch more than the clips that are on YouTube.
Damn.
I know. But I know from that he laid into her both, you know, compassionately and authoritatively with questions like, how could you not call? I wish I could do a good Phil impression.
I know. You have to have like a little Southern accent.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Did you know that they suspected Lee of foul play?
Yeah. Hello. Lee could have gone to prison for your murder.
People won't play with your kids, Brenda. That is terrible. Yeah.
She now, see, the name is fitting, Brenda.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of is. Right. Okay. Well, what really happened? Brenda, you know, he wanted to know. On the show, Brenda pleaded with her children for forgiveness.
Oh, please. I would never.
Okay. Well, I don't think they did. So they appeared on the show as well, but not with her.
Okay. They were like, I don't want to see her ever again.
Yeah. To this day, I don't think they have reunited with her. Although I could be wrong about that, but there's no evidence of like a reunion on the interweb. You know,
Although, I
did as much stalking as I could.
I feel like dads skip out fucking all the time.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
it's different though.
Why? Wendy's going to be like, how is it different? It's like,
it is.
It just is. I think it is because those babies come out of your body. And,
you know, it just is. Like when my son had surgery, when he broke his arm, you know, my son is obsessed with my husband. My son does not care about having friends. He would be perfectly happy if he could just hang out with my husband all the time. That's it. if I am in the room or, and my husband comes in the room, like I don't even exist anymore.
Yeah.
When he had surgery and was throwing up, I was there when he woke up and we had to, because of COVID, you know, we had to trade off. And I was like, you want me to go get, you know, you want me to go get dad, whatever.
They say no.
No way. He's like, no, I just want my mommy. Don't leave.
Yeah.
Because when it comes down to it, it's different.
Yeah. I mean, unless you just have like two moms or two dads or whatever the situation is, of course, like it is what it is.
That person. Yes, that is a really good point, because I think like say you it was like two like gay fathers. It's whoever that nurturing person was that, you know.
Yeah.
Raised you. That's the figure.
Right.
That you are attached to. So it's just different
for that. Yeah.
For that child. Yeah. 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 And in Brenda's case,
it was Brenda.
In their dynamic, it was Brenda. Yeah.
Lee worked and Brenda was there when they got home from school and whatever. So, yeah, like they got home and then she was just out. Girl had a nervous breakdown or something.
Yeah. Well, her kids have said in interviews that they hadn't ruled out the possibility of reuniting with their mother, but if they did, it would be to show her how much they've accomplished, despite how much her actions have hurt them throughout their lives.
Doesn't matter. They don't cheat it. Brenda,
but I think they
care.
Just were like, fuck it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the daughter at the time when she was found alive was working three jobs and going to community college.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Okay. So on the Dr. Phil show, Brenda was reunited with her mother.
Okay.
Her out to the prison. Yeah. For the first time since going missing. I also know that Phil offered to get her treatment upon her release, and she took him up on that offer at a treatment facility in Texas, which is where she has lived ever since.
No way, she's here.
She is there.
Where?
In the Austin area.
Okay.
With her mother.
It was her mother living in Austin before? Or?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah. So,
has she turned it around?
Well, no, she doesn't have a social media presence that I could find. And so, and you know, nobody's caught up with her. That's the last thing I read.
Okay. Well, hopefully.
But I think she's just living like a pretty quiet life.
But listen, she decided to leave her whole identity behind whatever, how many years now? 20.
Yeah.
20 years. So, I mean, she got treatment and went on her way with her mother now, which I guess she has some family, but she didn't want her kids anyway. So,
yeah.
Hopefully she's living a
healthier
life, I guess. But it's sad.
Okay. So, lastly, I wondered about the insurance money. Remember,
oh, right.
He collected 100 G's back in 2010 when he had her declared legally dead. He got to keep it.
Oh, good.
He got to keep it because there was no evidence that he collected it under knowingly fraudulent circumstances with the insurance company.
Yeah.
But the insurance company is able to do is file suit against Brenda.
Her. Yeah.
If they choose to. But it doesn't appear that they've done that, probably because
she's kind
of a waste of time. She doesn't have shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, that was a crazy one, and I'm glad nobody died. That was
okay.
Nice.
So, are we? So now, are we cheersing to Brenda with the pork chops?
No, no, we're not.
No.
We're not.
Well, okay, but I didn't want to completely spoil it.
Okay. I thought maybe Brenda was going
to Lee, to Morgan and Lee.
I know.
To Lee's new wife. To all of it. You know. I mean.
Sorry you had to go through
Brenda,
that.
I hope that you
learn
know,
some lessons.
Yeah.
In the clean.
I hope you get healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, you guys, if you want more of us, we're talking about the hatchet-wielding hitchhiker coming up on Thursday. And that's on our bonus crime. If you listen on Apple, just go to subscribe right now. And if you don't listen on Apple, then go to patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime. And also follow us on all of our social media platforms. And if you want to see us, go to YouTube. We are there every, I think, Monday now. And we have TikTok. And boy, we're going to be better about that.
We are on my list.
Gretchen was really sick the last. If you want to know why Gretchen was sick, you can also go to Patreon. She tells you all about it.
All about it. Juice. Listen, I'm in a dick cock all day Friday.
You are? Okay, that, good.
Yeah, I got it on my list.
All right. Hopefully you guys have a lovely week. Clank, clank.
Clank, clank.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.